Uyraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Nun Hei Amud Aleph. We're holding on Nun Hei Amud Aleph, three lines on the top by the word Mesveh. So again, the Gemara is asking a kasha now on Rav Acha, who said that on a day that there's more than one Karban Musaf, so Rav Acha brought from a Braisa on a day that there's more than one Karban Musaf, so each Karban Musaf gets its own Shira, and each Karban Musaf gets its own nine Tekiyos. Ask the Gemara Mesveh. The Tani Rava Bar Shmuel Yachol Kishem Shetoyken Al Shabbos Bifnei Atzmai Val Rosh Chodesh Bifnei Atzmai. I might think that just like Shabbos, the Musaf of Shabbos always gets its own Tekiyos, and the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh always gets its own Tekiyos. So Kach Yu Toyken Al Kol Musaf Umusaf. So I might think also when they coincide, when you have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so each one gets its own nine Tekiyos. Tamu Leimer Rosh Chodeshem. That no, we don't. Rather, you just blow a total of nine Tekiyos. You don't blow a separate nine Tekiyos for each one. So Tiyofta Rav Acha Tiyofta. So that's a braisa which says Mamish Mefurish Nalik Rav Acha. Now says the Gemara Mai Tamuda. How do you see from Rashi Chachechem that you're not supposed to do separate nine Tekiyos for each Musaf? Amar Abaye Amar Kro Ub Rashi Chachechem. It's from Ub Rashi Chachechem that Hukshu Kol Chadashim Kulam Zelazeh. They're all grouped together, lumped together in these words Ub Rashi Chachechem. So he's saying it must be to compare them. How do we compare them? That there's always every Rosh Chodesh only gets nine Tekiyos. So that's mashma, that even if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, there's still only nine Tekiyos. So that's how you see that you don't blow a separate nine Tekiyos for each Karban Musaf. Rabashi explained differently, that the Gemara's drush is like this, that ksiv chadsheichem uksivu brashe. It says chadsheichem without the yod lashon yachid, and it says rashe lashon rabim. Ve'eza chaydesh yesh l'shnei reishim. So which chaydesh is there? The one month that has two heads, typically a month of chaydesh is only one reish. It's the beginning of the month. One month has two beginnings. Havi'aymer zeh rosh hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a month that has two beginnings. It's the beginning of the month, it's the beginning of Tishrei. It's also the beginning of the year. V'amar Rachman, and the Torah says, Chodsheichem, it's called one Chodesh. Chadu, it's only one, so you see that even Rosh Hashanah, where there's two Musafin, there's the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and there's the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, you only have nine Tekiyos. That's how Rav Ashi explains the Gemara's Drasho. But the point is that this is a Braiso that says Mefurish, Nalik Rabacha. It says that if you have two Musafin, you still only blow nine Tekiyos. Va'oi Tanya, and says the Gemara, we also have another Braisa that says Nalik Rabacha. It's the Braisa says like this, that B'chalo Shal Mayid, on Chalo Mayid Sukkos, so Berishay Mahu Aimrim, what shir did they sing on the first day of Chalo Mayid, which was the second day of Sukkos, on the first day of Chalo Mayid, what did they sing? They sang, Havu Lashem B'nei Eilim, B'shrini Mayu Aimrim, Ularasha Amar Elokim, B'shlishi Mayu Aimrim, Miyakum Li Amarayim, B'revi Mayu Aimrim, Binu Barim Ba'am, בחמישי מה היו האמרים? הסירייסי מסבר שכמי. בשישי מה היו האמרים? ימייתו קומס לארץ. So that's the shir that they sang during each one of the 6 days of Chol HaMoed of Sukkos. Now says the braisa, ואם חל שבס באחד מהם, that if Shabbos is chal on one of these days, so then you don't end up singing the shir for that day. Instead, you sing the shir of Shabbos. The next day, you're going to make up the one that you missed, and it's going to come out that the last shir, Yimaitu, Yidache, is going to end up being skipped forever. We're never going to get to it. Because being that every day, you have to be making up the previous day's shir, so on the seventh day, the day that you would normally be singing Yimaitu, you have to be making up the sixth day's shir. So it's going to come out that Yimaitu is never going to be set. So that's a braisa, which is also, again, is not like Rav Acha, because this braisa seems to be mefurish, that you don't say both shiras, you just say one, and therefore Yimaitu is going to end up getting skipped, not like Rav Acha, who said that on a day that there's two musafin, so you just say both shiras. Here you see that you only say one. But now just to get the order straight of which shir is sung on which day of Chol HaMoed, so says the Gemara that Reb Safra Manach Busimana, he gave a siman to remember which day you sing which shira, and that's Humbahi, which tells us that the first day you say Havu Lashem B'nei Eilim, and then Vav, Mem, Beis, Hey, ending with Yud, where you sing Yimaitu. Rav Papa Manach Busimana, Humbahi, he switched around the Hey and the Beis, a slightly different order, otherwise basically the same. V'simanich, and the siman to remember who said what, so says the Gemara is Ambuha de Safre, that is referring to the alleyway of the teachers, but for our purposes, Safre is a word that sounds like Reb Safra, Ambuha sounds like Humbahi, so that's their trick to remember that it's Reb Safra who's the one who said Humbahi. But Al Kopanim, again, like we spoke out, the Braisa which is, says that, that Yimaitu is going to end up being skipped, obviously because we always have to make up the previous day's shir because we missed it on Shabbos, is if Tuf to Rab Acha, who says that on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you would just sing both shiros. So that's a Tuf to Rab Acha Bar Chanina Tuf to. Ask the Gemara now that Rab Acha Bar Chanina didn't make it up when he said that each Musaf gets its own shir and its own nitekiyos. He brought a Braisa, which said, HaKol Lefiyah Musafin. So he was coming from a Braisa. So ask the Gemara, V'Rab Acha Bar Chanina, Kra'u Masnisa Gamar. He brought a Braisa, which darshan it from a Pasuk. So, you know, if it was Rab Acha who said this Chiddush, and then we have two Braisas going not like Rab Acha, so fine, call it a day, Rab Acha's wrong. But Rab Acha brought a Braisa. So how are we supposed to understand that? How could you say Tuf to Rab Acha? He was quoting Tanayim. He was quoting a Braisa. So says the Gemara, two terutzim. That, and it's basically all the same idea though, that the Braisa only said a kol lefi musafin. It was Rab Acha who chose to interpret the Braisa to mean that you blow a separate night to kiyos and you're saying a separate shir on each karba musaf. But says the Gemara, a kol lefi ha musafin could have a different meaning. Amar Avina, it's loymar shema arichim betekiyos. I could tell you that the Braisa just means that a kol lefi musafin, based on how many musafin you are, so that's how long you have to hold up the tekiyos. If there's two musafin, so then you don't say the shir and you don't blow the tekiyos until the second karba musaf. If there would be three karba musafin, you'd have to wait three until the third karba musaf. You always have to wait a kol lefi musafin. That's what the Braisa means to say. Or a different pshat, Rabbana de Kesari, Mishmid Rav Acha Amri, they said a different pshat, that the Braisa means to say a kol lefi musafin, then not in terms of how many shiras you sing, not in terms of how many tekiyas you blow, but how many people do you have blowing those tekiyas. So that's a kol lefi musafin. Based on how many musafin there are, that's how many people you have blowing these trumpets, but the braisa does not have to mean what Rab Acha said it means, that you blow separate tekiyas for each karba musaf, and therefore we could say tuf to Rab Acha, that we have two braisas which say lahedya, that you don't have separate share for each karba musaf and a separate tekiyos. So we could assume now like Rab Acha and the pshat and the braisa is different. Says the Gemara now, Vanan, the Islan Tre Yoyme Hechi Avdinan. The way Rashi explains the Gemara is that we keep 2 days of Yontif. We in Chutzlaritz, we keep 2 days of Yontif. So on the second day of Yontif, when we daven Musaf and we read about the karba Musaf that they brought, we can't say Bayoyim Hasheni, because being that we're keeping it as Yontif, it's a Sveka de Yoyma, that maybe it's the first day of Sukkot. If we would acknowledge that really it's Bayoyim Hasheni, that would create a tremendous zilzal in Yontif, because Yoyim Hasheni is Cholamai. So if we say Yoyim Hasheni, that would create a zilzal. On the second day of Yontif, instead, we have to say Ubiyayim Arishay. The Shaila is now, what do we do on the next day? On the third day of Sukkot, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed in Chutz Laretz. So what do we say by Musaf? Do we say Ubiyayim Ashlishi and go back to what it really is? Or do no, since that we never yet said Ubiyayim Asheni, so maybe we should go back and say Ubiyayim Asheni, and every day we'll go back and say the previous day is Karbon. Maybe we should go back. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Says the Gemara, Abai Amar Sheni Yidacha. Abai says that no, you do not make up Ubiyayim Hasheni. On the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is the third day of Sukkot, you say Ubiyayim Hashlishi, and it comes out you never say Ubiyayim Hasheni. Rava Amar, then no, the opposite, Shvi'i Yidacha. On the third day of Sukkot, the first day of Chol HaMoed, you'll say Ubiyayim Hasheni. The next day, which is the fourth day of Sukkot, you'll say Ubiyayim Hashlishi. Every day, you'll say the previous day's Karbon. It's going to come out, and on the seventh day, on the last day of Sukkot, you're going to be saying the 6 days Karbon. So the Shvi is Yidacha. You never end up coming and saying the 7th day's Karbon. And says the Gemara, Tani Kavasi the Rava, we have a Braisa like this as well, that you go back to what you missed, and then the last one gets pushed off for good. And that is from the Braisa that we mentioned earlier, that Imchal Shabbos Liyos Be'echon Mehen, with regards to the Shir Shal Yoyim, that if Shabbos falls out during Chol HaMoed, so you might do Yidacha, so then the last Shir gets skipped, meaning the next day, Sunday, you go back to the previous day Shir, and you make up the previous day Shir, and then for the rest of the Chol HaMoed, you always end up saying the previous day Shir, and it's going to come out, you never end up saying the 7th day shir, so that's like what Rava said with regards to Tefillas HaMosaf. And however, says the Gemara, a third shita, that askin a memer benarda, the medalgi deluge. That a memer minatakon and naharda, that by Mosaf, instead of just saying the previous day's karbon, like Rava said to do, meaning on the third day of Sukkot, the first day of Chol HaMoed, saying Ubiyoyim HaSheni, a Meimer was misakin medalge deluge, that you could say both. You'll go back and you'll make up the previous days. So on the first day of Chol HaMoed, you'll say Ubiyoyim HaSheni, but then you'll also say Ubiyoyim HaShlishi, and on the fourth day you'll say Ubiyoyim HaShlishi, and then you'll also say Ubiyoyim HaRavi. So on every day you end up saying the previous day's carbon, and then you also say that day's carbon. That was the takana of a Meimer in Ahardah. Oh, you're right.